and great big biscuits, and I just couldn't do it. I'd take some vegetable soup or something like that that I could put in a little coffee vacuum. I couldn't stand. That was one thing I just couldn't stand. One little boy came to school. There was another group of children. The seventh grader that I told you was so smart, and he had a brother in the fourth grade, and his sister was in the first grade that year I taught there. The one that was in the fourth grade, I forget what his name was, but I don't believe he'd washed his hands in a month. So I took some soap up there, and we went out to the pump, and it was cold and icy, and it was mean of me to do it, but I couldn't stand those rusty hands anymore. And his brother pumped the cold water, and I scrubbed his hands, and he stood there and bawled. Then I whipped one boy.
I was wondering if you had any discipline problems.
I did.
How do you handle that?
Well, I forget what the matter was, but it was a boy that was, his younger brother was smarter than he was, and he was just a boy that was sort of going through school. And I guess his anger was that he wasn't as good in his studies as a boy, and he wanted some attention. But you put up with that. He was one of the boys that was older than I was. And I put up with sass and stuff like that. And, of course, I didn't believe in that. And you didn't. Of course, if you haven't got discipline, you haven't got nothing. So I went up and talked to one of the director that lived up the road about a quarter, you know, that I told you we went up and used his organ. And I told him that I was going to have to whip him. And he said, well, if you can, it's all right. I said, I'll stand behind you. Because I didn't want to go out on a limb. And I knew that his parents, it was either whip him and suspend him or do something. And I said, I'm going to try whipping him. And if I can't get through on that, then I'm going to suspend him. And he said, well, I'd try the whipping first because the parents won't like the suspension.
How long would you suspend for if you had to do that?
Oh, 2 or 3 days. That's all you could. Parents wouldn't like it any more than that. And I knew the local people, and they knew me enough that you just couldn't do very much more than that. He said he wouldn't take a whipping, and he went down to the boys outside. And so I waited till after, no, I believe it was noon. I sent his brother down there, and I told him that he'd either have to go home or come up and take his whipping. And he said, well, he didn't want to take it before any of them. And I says, well, I won't give it to you before any of them. So I made the other kids go out of the school. And I made him lean over a desk, and I give him about 8 or 9 whacks. Of course, it didn't hurt him because I didn't have enough strength to, but at least I got the discipline problem in.
What did you use?
I don't really recall. I probably was a paddle. I know it wasn't a hickory limb or anything like that, but I guess it was a paddle, because you usually had one in a school. And I think he went home for the rest of the afternoon, and I think maybe he stayed away. You know, it's hard to remember that many years ago. He probably stayed a day or two. I want to shut this door. Will you get up?
But he did come back eventually.
He did come back, and everything got along all right.
It's amazing what that will do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I guess his daddy talked to him.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm not sure. Usually, the best I remember is, if generally, it was this way. If you got a paddling at school, you got a paddling at home. That was when I was going to school. Mm-hmm. That was just understood because parents usually back their kids. I mean, back their kids, but they back the teachers more. And most kids knew it. Of course, some of them get away with some.